Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Piss First Podcast. The men in front of me are both discussing how they keep pissing themselves. Mike Ward, Chris Ramsey, and Piss Doctor himself, Poseidon. Piss Poseidon. So what are you saying? You're saying you keep pissing yourself?
Yeah, by the way, I pissed on my glasses when I got here.
What do you mean?
Excuse me?
I was in the bathroom and I had them on my shirt.
Okay.
And they fell in the toilet as I was pissing. But at this point, I'm like, fuck.
This
I'm
is here?
Yeah, just right now.
You wash them.
Were they color?
No, they were clear. That's from smoking.
I like that you put them on the table. And you're
I washed them. I'll put them on my face.
But they're destroyed now.
No, they're not. They're,
you got to throw them in the garbage.
You are so fucking rich that you should throw those out.
Yeah. These were like $11 on
Even
Amazon.
If all you made was $18,000 a year, you should have stepped on those and thrown them.
No, they're perfectly good, dude. You can't throw these out.
They're disgusting.
We're talking about, what else are we talking about?
Because I went to see a doctor. My girlfriend gave me a doctor for Christmas. Well, she didn't give me the doctor, but she signed me up to a clinic, so I went to take the tests. And since I'm 50, I was like, okay, I'm gonna do like the finger in the ass thing and the
that's the only one I'm
all the
about.
Fun stuff.
Okay. And then he told me he was like we don't have to do that. Like I can just take a blood test for the prostate cancer. And I was like, really?
He goes, Mike's like this. It's too late now, doctor.
He goes, some guys just. I think they just want the finger in the ass, like, because it's really not necessary. And I was like, okay, then
what?
Then just do the, because he told me he said it's only necessary. Like he goes, do you get up in the middle of the night to pee? And I was like, no. And he goes, okay, so we'll just blood work will be good.
I do.
Okay, so then you'd need a finger in the ass.
God
and when you pee, is it like a nice long stream, or is it a?
No, it's very nice. Okay. It's a very good stream. I got a solid stream.
So you might not need a finger. You might need
like
a
dick. But I drink a lot of water. Like I'll chug a glass of water before bed.
Okay.
And that'll
but that's why.
Me. But I used to do that and it was not a problem.
Yeah. But you drink a lot.
I do drink a lot of water.
Do you drink alcohol?
No, not a lot.
What's a lot?
Podcasts.
You podcast a lot though.
No. Like once a week with you guys and like once every 2 weeks with Wes. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
The occasional beer at home, but not really.
Because before when I couldn't wake up to my alarms, I used to chug a huge glass of water before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
So then that would wake me up.
How huge was this glass?
It was like this big.
Would you wake up as you were peeing in bed?
No. Okay. And then I would wake up, but I had to like rush to the bathroom. Yeah. And that was my alarm for a while.
I'm just going to be in my head about, I smoked a joint. I'm just going to think about my fucking inflated prostate the whole time. But I got the hair pills for the hair falling out, right? With Propecia. Wes has been on it. He's got me. I laughed at him at first. And I was like,
is it real? Does that work?
So it like 90% of people say that they've seen the hair loss stop and 60% see regrowth. And there's like, so I took a picture like 3 months ago. I started 3 months ago and it says it takes 6 months for it to like start kicking in. And then after that, apparently, but there's like the 1% side effect where
your dick doesn't work.
Your dick works, but you come less.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. So you still get as hard. It's just you have
so your cum is turning into hair follicles.
At first, I was in my head about it, which doesn't help.
It comes out, it's scissors.
Yeah.
I just think about like. I start thinking about my own erection. Like, you know, if I'm...
Oh, that'll fuck you up.
Yeah,
you
exactly. So I'm like, is it the pills or is it just, am I psyching myself out? But I think I was just psyching myself out. I'm totally fine. Coming as much as ever.
I had I saw a comic once. I forget who it was, like about 10 years ago, that he was talking about as you get older, yeah. when you come, you don't have as much come. And as soon as I heard that, I stopped producing as much come.
Psychosomatic.
Because I was like, I used to fucking have an amazing fucking load. And COVID and then as soon as I heard... And then now I have a shitty old man load because of some fucking comic that I don't even remember. At least if it was fucking someone good that I remember.
He made up a fact and your brain was like, God damn it.
I was like, this motherfucker.
Just dust.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, he also, he doesn't come a lot, but he tells me about it all the time.
He doesn't come a lot?
Yeah, he's like, no, he's got like a small load. Like, it's pathetic, he says.
It must be good, though, for his... Like, if he's with a girl that wants to swallow him but doesn't like the taste of jizz, it's good. Because then she feels like...
Yeah.
I'm doing my...
Yeah, you think most girls like it?
Some girls.
I think it's different.
I think some fucking love it.
But it's, like, in the moment like it, where it's like...
No,
some don't mind.
I think it's only in the moment like it.
I think it's only in the moment like
it. Yeah, no one's going to go seek it out. No one, like, you can't go,
excuse me, I was jerking off, and here you go.
Yeah. they would ask you for it. They like it. They'd be like, do you have any despair? Yeah. I'm hungry.
No, that's not how it works.
I was, my manager, Michel, a lot of protein. He didn't, when he grew up, there weren't any openly gay guys in Victoriaville. So when he moved to Montreal, whenever he'd meet gay guys, he'd have the weirdest fucking questions that he just sounded like some weirdo from a small town.
Yeah.
And the question he used to always ask gay guys, he'd always be like, okay, so you're a gay guy, right? And then he'd be like, so when you jerk off, how hard is it to not eat all your jizz?
No!
And I was like, stop asking
that. No, he's hitting the hard-hitting questions, dude. That is a good question.
And he was like, fucking admit that you wanted to know, too.
And what were the answers from the gay guys?
The answers were always no. Like, no.
Everyone waiting in line at the gas station is like, what the fuck?
I forget who has a bit on that, but I'm sure a few people do. But, like, the fact that, if you like dick, having a dick is, like, the best thing ever.
Probably.
Do you know what I mean? If dick is what you like and then you have one, you're like, oh, awesome, right?
I don't know, because if I had a pussy, I'd be weirded out.
I remember I'd be jamming stuff up there nonstop.
Yeah, I'd be like, this you can do what you want. It's your pussy.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, everything.
It's
fits.
Your own pussy, dude. You can do
my
all
cell phone
things.
Pocket.
Yeah, but Michel, you
call me on vibrate.
One of his questions was, when you jerk off, do you watch porn or do you get naked in front of a mirror?
Oh,
yeah, but just because you like,
just because you like dudes doesn't mean you like you. Yourself.
Yeah,
yeah. Right? No, that would.
Like, I like chicks. I don't like all chicks.
I don't want to see that.
How mental is that going? Look at that cock. Oh, that's such a nice
I don't. That's the last thing I want to see is just like, just my gross body. Like,
especially you're sitting down. So you're like, ew. Dude, I don't think I'm gay anymore.
No, it's the worst.
Like, dudes are disgusting.
Yeah. I will hide the mirrors in my house or in a hotel room if I had to.
That's the only reason why I'm not a gay guy. It's just I'm that disgusting.
Yeah. my standards would be way too high, dude.
If I had a good body, maybe I'd be gay. Yeah.
But if I were a gay dude, I would want only jacked guys. You need to be going to the gym.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be looking like me.
I thought that, though. Like, I not really thought about it, but I'd want dudes with dicks a little bit smaller than mine. I'd need to be...
You want
to
be the dominant alpha in the relationship?
I
want to be the
guy with the big dick. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be the guy with, a boyfriend whose cock is, this long and fucking
You don't
want to
lose the sword fight.
No, dude, you'd feel like a familiar, Dracula's
I
want to
be
slave.
Like, okay, you got the good body, but I got the cock.
Yeah.
Hey, little dick, get over here.
Yeah. You don't want to be the small dick guy with the belly.
Because our arguments would always end the same way. You know, you'd be like, fuck you. It's like, whatever, dude. Your dick's smaller than mine. And you'd be like, oh, fuck.
You got me. You're like, oh, shit, little dick thinks that we shouldn't go there.
We measured it. Do they do that also? Because, that's actually a really interesting... That's a question I'd like to... What's that like? Where the dynamics, that's where you find out what they're packing. You know what I mean? Because that's a thing for girls, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
You what know, do you mean? Some, vaginas?
So, yeah, some girls are like...
My vagina's huge?
They want, they date the basketball team only.
I had a chick, I remember this is a long, long time ago in high school, that she had told me, when she saw my dick, I found out that her ex-boyfriend had a smaller dick than mine, and that he had told her amazing. That this was 8 inches. And she was
what?
Like, your dick is so huge. And I don't have a big dick. Like, I have a... average to small dick.
That's 27
she
inches.
Like, she was like, your dick.
That's Narnia, yeah, dude. You found a unicorn.
Because she had only seen her boyfriend with the small dick and her little brother. So I had, like, I was competing against a small dick dude and a 9-year-old.
And dude, you gotta hang on to that. Dude, that's a win.
And by coincidence, those are the same two dicks that he saw. So. Yeah,
dude, that is, are you kidding me? Those are incredible stats. Yeah.
And she even, I saw her like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And we were with a bunch of friends. And then she did a joke like, this guy with his fucking monster hug.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. She still got her, like,
that's the greatest.
Like, we were 14. So she still has her in her head that my dick is like this long.
And I was like, you don't have to brag, but yeah.
That's a keeper. Yeah.
She's the only person in the world that thinks I have a big dick.
That's a unicorn. That's a unicorn. Yeah. You'll never find that again. That is incredible. The stats had to line up.
All right, speaking of kid dicks, Copperfield, what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I was in.
That segue.
I was in. This is going right before going to Austin. I went down to Austin to hang out. And I was with Wes and my brother, and I get a text from a buddy of mine who, you know, works with Copperfield, been working with him for like 30 years or whatever it is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's the director. He's a big guy. And he's like, hey, man, you want to, like, I've always wanted, by the way, preface, he owns an archipelago, which is a wild word you can only say when you have a group of islands is what it is. So he owns like 11 islands in the Bahamas.
Wow.
And he has a resort there, Musha Cay. Beautiful resort, but it's like 30K a night, some shit, right?
Oh, he owns it?
Yeah, it's his. Yeah.
Why was he visiting other islands?
So I don't know anything about that.
A fucking archipelago. You have your own island. Archipelago.
Yeah. The kids on my island aren't that sexy.
I got fucking ugly little natives.
This guy's bringing international French kids.
I don't know. Copperfield, thing is about Copperfield, you got to think too that he's got swag. He's a guy that he doesn't need to go to islands and
but
stuff.
But he has magician swag. Like, exactly. What card am I holding? Yeah. That's not swag.
Yeah, you don't need. He's got. You can't lure a guy like him with pussy. Or,
he's
you know
got
what I mean?
Skinny guy scarf swag.
Yeah.
Like he's a.
Yeah.
You won't see me in this establishment once more.
But he's also for sure like a rock star in his youth. You know what I mean? But anyway, I don't know anything about that. All I know is that it was a fucking great time. Flew to Bahamas.
He just dodged the question completely.
So you went to
You went to a private island with David Copperfield, who just got outed.
Oh fuck!
hold on. Show it.
Dave's driving.
Yeah, Dave's driving. Oh, it was a movie theater. He's got an outdoor on the beach movie theater. We watched Borat
on his islands
together. It was amazing.
Wait, but didn't he tell you
watched Borat with David Copperfield?
Yeah, dude. I have
as he was getting because he didn't get canceled at all. People are like, he's on the list, and everyone was like, who cares?
People are aggressive.
It's pretty bad, just because like you go to this like his Instagram stuff. It's pretty horrid, like the comments and stuff. But the context, I didn't
hold on. You show up there. This is what I imagine. You show up there, and he's like, Chris Ramsey. Buddy, you're going to hear a lot of shit about me in the media.
No.
It's not
the
true.
The Wi-Fi, he was like, the Wi-Fi doesn't work here, by the way.
We barely addressed the elephant in the room. There was so many other things to address.
Oh, really? There was a lot of other things to address.
There was a lot. Dude, you have no idea.
My first thing would have been like, bro, you banging kids.
Yeah, all right.
That would that's why I'm the best interviewer in the country.
There was.
And he's got a drive-in on his island, which
it's
is
not
the
drive-in,
best
it's a walk-in.
Thing. Which yeah. So you guys watching a movie sitting outside,
yeah.
Which is the best thing for a little kid,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's incredible.
That's like Michael Jackson level.
Yeah, I felt like a kid again.
Yeah.
So did he give off any vibes? Like
no, dude, he's super cool.
And you didn't ask him.
We might have to cut all this, but we've just laying it out there in case.
No, don't say anything. We have to cut.
Know.
Just
we
say
can clap right here so you know where it is.
I'm not cutting
in the edit, right? You can just look for the clap. But yeah, no, it was totally fine. We addressed a little bit of it, but more like.
But he didn't do anything.
I don't think he was ever present. I think.
Okay.
I don't know what happened, but even if you read like the transcripts, which I've read. It says he was inquiring if the girls knew that this was happening. That to me sounds like a guy who's like, "What the fuck's going on here?
Yeah. Wait, what's happening?
Get me out of here!" That the
like he asked the girls. he asked a girl, have you heard that Jeffrey's asking girls to find other girls to bring?
Oh, he asked.
Yeah.
Oh, so he sounds like a good magician.
That's what I gathered from it and what a lot of other people jumped to. But you put his name in the same context.
Yeah.
Plus he's a billionaire. So people just automatically cancel. You know, I think we all know this is going to blow over because it's there's no anything of him doing anything bad whatsoever.
Is he still doing shows in Vegas now?
He does 600 shows a year.
He's
going for 650, dude. He's a machine.
No, but the where he is, were the owners like, hey, let's take a break for a month or not even?
I know we took off for like a week.
Okay.
But then right back to work. Okay. Literally the day we flew back, got to fly in the PJ, which is dope.
Yeah.
To Vegas, and the day we flew back, he had two gigs.
Who was in the private jet? So you, him?
Yeah. Again, this might all have to be cut. This might just
be really?
No, there's nothing.
There's literally nothing bad. Why acting weird?
It's like a privacy
and
thing,
three kids. Like why acting weird?
No, I just don't want to. I don't want to burst anybody's.
You've said nothing incriminating.
I know it's
you
not.
Don't mention anything else.
You said he's not a pedophile and he's got a private jet.
We're gonna cut that out though because he might be a pedophile. Yeah, it's so crazy.
He's not a pedophile.
Here's what really happened. I'm kidding. It was me, my buddy Chris, who's like the director.
We're back. Wow, nothing happened on that island. Mike, how do you feel?
Honestly, it was seven people on the island.
All of them.
And how many on the way back?
What do you mean? So there's
three.
His island is, you go check it out, Musha K. Pull it up. Musha and then K. It is beautiful. It is amazing. There's 40 people that work on this, that live on this island. They live there for the guests. Now, people who go to this island include Taylor Swift, include Oprah Winfrey, include Jim Carrey.
Bro, everyone you just mentioned is a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, but these are people who can afford to go to this amazing, beautiful place. So he's like, we're walking. He's giving me the tour. He's like, oh, this is because I hung with him for like four. That was the sickest thing. It was like,
do you think he was telling himself? He was like, before I got outed on that list, I had Oprah, I had Jim Carrey. Now I have this fucking YouTube magician. Yeah.
But you hung with him. You know who hung for him? You know who hung for him?
No, we hung out. Yeah, that was the cool part about it. Because normally he's not there. Normally he goes there on vacation like after he does 600 shows a year. And then
600? What is it, like twice a day?
Sometimes four. So three, yeah.
God damn.
How long is the show?
You have no idea
like
how much this guy works.
That's got to take a lot of
It's like an hour and some, but then after he does tours as well.
Your shit.
He's all day, every day, takes only breaks in the summer. He takes like a group, so you can just go to the islands. But other than that, people are renting him out.
But that is beautiful, though. If I was him, amazing, with the amount of success I have, there's a small chance I would just leave and just be there all the time.
The only thing is, though, now he can't leave for a while. Yeah. Because if he leaves now, it makes him
look
guilty.
Suspicious.
No.
How's the Wi-Fi?
I don't think he's worried about it at all. That's the thing. There's not an ounce of him that's worried about this shit because he's like, yeah, dude, I'm just doing my job. He's always been just a hardworking guy that's like nonstop. He doesn't – the thing about Copperfield that you need to understand is he doesn't play. It is insane. His work ethic, his drive, it's incredible. I was there like chilling. For me, I was like letting go. It was like 4 days in the Bahamas, beautiful. He was constantly like, everything in this whole place is a story. He brings you along, and there's always a trick. There's a show. I'll show you stuff later, and like that we filmed. It's wild, right?
So this is breathtaking. What I'm looking at right now.
He's entertaining you the entire time you're there. We had to search for like an invisible gorilla at one point. It was like this whole quest, and like
no way.
It's a show. It's incredible. I won't even get into it on here. I'll tell you guys about it later. But it
sounds,
is wild. So he's always working. He's thinking about these things while he's in Vegas, and he's thinking about Vegas while he's here.
But it is beautiful. What I'm looking at now, I don't know how he doesn't just stay there.
Yeah, no, Caulfield's a man.
How's the Wi-Fi?
Dude, insane. And they have backup Starlink in case that goes down.
Bro, it'd be so funny. It's just you live there, and you're just playing online Call of Duty, just fucking with people while you're on this island.
No, it was like honestly one of the best times I've ever had. Such a joy to be invited. I've always wanted to go. So,
what country is that part of?
It's Bahamas.
Bahamas? Okay. Yeah.
Okay, hook it up. Interview. Penthouse Podcast. David Copperfield. I'll ask all the real questions, see if we can get that done. We'll clear his name. Either that or he's going to jail.
Nah, he's good. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine, dude. And you have to understand, like, if this guy didn't love performing, you think he'd still be doing it? He's a billionaire.
And how old is he? He's like 65.
Like, okay. Yeah.
He's got good hair.
Yeah. Saturday. Why don't you ask him what he did?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
For his hair.
Magic. I don't want to ask him. I don't want to ask him. I think I know.
Is it a wig or?
I don't know.
I think it's a Turkish.
I'm not gonna fucking shit my dude like
he's
that.
Got, yeah.
All the people I know that
he looks good.
The hair looks good. Is Turkish surgeons.
He looks great.
Okay. They went and they became unbald. Yeah, that's what the Turks do well.
I got the jet ski with him. That was sick. We jet skied.
Like on the same jet ski?
No, we had, he has like headphones. We could talk to each other. And he's giving me the tour of his islands and jet ski. It was insane. I'll tell you guys
so
about it.
So you're both jet skiing and he's talking?
Dude, it's insane. Yeah, I've got so many stories, by the way. So much fun, though. Honestly, like.
Next week we see Chris on C-SPAN. He's in front of Congress.
I don't give a
shit. What do you know about that island? Chris, like, it's a magical place. Dude, there's jet skis.
I will die on this fucking hill. I swear to God. No one out there gets an offer to be on a fucking private jet with a billionaire on a private island. Like, are you kidding me?
No, we'd go right
you
now.
You do it, right? Exactly. And the same thing that happened way back when. So it's going to be really hard to figure out who was there for, like, nefarious things because everybody went there. It was like Dan Bilzerian had an island, basically, is what it was, right? So I'll die on this fucking hill.
Which last episode. I'm not dying on any hill.
He's my guy. I stand with Copperfield.
Yeah, shoot, last episode, I'm not dying on a hill. I'm going to die on this hill with George Floyd. We're dying on this hill.
But a lot of the people that went on the Epstein Island probably had no idea what was going on before they got there. And probably a lot of them didn't even know while they were there. Because I think he was just, like, if he saw that was your weakness, he just wanted to fuck people over.
Yeah, he got videos of them banging chicks.
Exactly. And it's the people who went back 25 times that should be looked
at.
Suspicious.
Like,
that's
suspicious. Weird thing is, Bill Gates.
But a lot of them Clinton. Were probably going there for stuff that was legal, too. Yeah. Like, because he was just, like, it's weird that no one is looking at, like, who's financing this.
Yeah. But imagine if you're like a prince.
Yeah, but
no
one has talked about Israel.
Yeah,
like,
which is crazy. Cause
like it should be like, what the fuck was Israel doing?
Yeah,
like everyone's just like Epstein and the pedophiles, but they were fucking financed by
a foreign military. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so there you go.
All right, so you told us nothing, but it did sound like a fun place.
Dude, it was
amazing.
Yeah,
place.
I did. One thing the highlight was watching Borat. With
outside.
Copperfield on the beach. We're on the beach. We have a giant screen. He's laughing so hard at all these jokes. I'm laughing. It's so, Borat's great.
Yeah.
It's super funny.
What a good movie.
It's a good buddy movie, too.
I think it's his favorite comedy. So
I like Borat.
That
the first
was
one.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. I remember watching in the theaters and just dying, screaming.
We talked magic, too, which was sick. Like, we talked about.
Did you teach him any new tricks?
No, I can't teach him anything new, but definitely, like, talk
to
him.
He's not willing to learn.
The moon vanishing, which he's going to eventually do. That's coming. So that's
look. I don't believe you.
Yeah,
he cannot make the moon vanish. I appreciate his attempt.
I will say we also spent time with. There was other people on the island.
Any other magicians?
Yeah, there's another magician and his wife in their 70s.
Okay,
so known very well, a collector as well. He's like a collector of like, because David's really into
swords,
his museum
kids.
And stuff. Posters, like old Magicana stuff. But and then there was also like an astrophysicist that was there.
Well, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
She was awesome, yeah. And she gave a whole lecture for like 2 hours on how the universe was created and how they think like life started and all this stuff.
What a weird life you have.
Yeah.
Like whenever I hear about these parties that it's like Jimmy Carr does those sort of parties that he invites them, and I'm always like, who the fuck?
It's incredible.
Has these parties and goes to
they're
like
sick.
I never think of inviting an astrophysicist.
We don't know
to
any.
Talk to my magician
it is
friends.
We know janitors. Most, that's why
it is the sickest thing to listen to like a genius because she was
on
like
a fucking island.
Yeah, because she's in charge of telescopes and shit. Like,
damn.
Like,
imagine if you had the real person in charge, like the guy that works there. That would be fucking crazy.
It was fascinating, and I had a million questions afterwards. Even Dave came up to me. He's like, how do you know so much about space? I was like, dude, I just get high a lot. You know, that's pretty much.
I'd like
it.
To meet an astrophysicist, but a real one, all like Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yeah. Like,
no, she was real, but they're very skeptical in nature because I obviously couldn't help myself and be like, aliens are here. You know, like,
but that's astrophysicists. I don't think that's
her
domain.
Like, and she's like, yeah, it, life might exist in plant form on another universe or another galaxy. I'm like,
oh, she's being a loser. No, might exist in plant form.
I think they don't let themselves think it does exist.
Because then they'll go crazy?
No, because then that requires more calculation for other things. And I think
also it's easier just to...
Yeah, if that's proven, then they'll have to. But if it isn't, they're like, we're not going to pretend this is real when, you know, this is how... relativity works.
That's how my dad thinks about homosexuals.
He has yet to meet one.
They're not real. It's one of these myths.
Until they prove it.
You're straight until proven gay.
This Jewish propaganda. They don't exist.
I'm really proud of us for holding our piss this long, man.
Yeah, I'm proud of you guys.
Yeah, no, my piss is good. Like, I don't have prostate cancer.
Me neither. So
really,
far.
I really have to piss.
Well, you can't hold your piss if you have prostate cancer.
No, you can't. I think the thing too, like, I'm really proud about how my, like, I'm always like, I can hold my piss for fucking days, but just because I'm so dehydrated.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm like this close to death. Like, my belly isn't even fat. It's just, I'm bloated. Shaped like an African child.
I heard that's not a good thing, though.
No,
to hold it
is.
I heard it's not a good thing to be shaped like an African child.
No, but why? But why isn't it good to hold it? Do you guys know?
Well, depending on which country in Africa, some countries worse than other. I'm shaped like a South African child.
I'm shaped like an orangutan.
Yeah,
that's true.
It is. Yeah, you look like
King
the,
Louis.
Yeah, you're King Louis.
Yeah, let's bring up a.
Give me the power to make man's flower, so I can be just like you. Was that Louis Armstrong?
I think
that did
so.
The original because I'm just putting that together now because he's like, what a wonderful life.
Hey, you kind of do look like a orangutan.
Look at that big one with the bananas.
I like how he pulled out.
Hold on, because I can't
photos of monkeys to show us how monkey looks like.
This is an
orangutan.
In case you guys didn't understand,
at least he didn't write orange monkey.
I know some of you might think seahorse, but
this
no, one,
this one's me, bro. This is my spirit animal right here, bro.
That guy.
You're
like,
his spirit animal.
I love the fuck. A lot of them look funny.
Yeah. They look like. A dude, you know what I love about orangutans? They always look like a dude dressed as like a gorilla or a monkey. They never look like an ape.
The one that the big one looks like he's wearing a catcher's mask.
Yeah.
Which one? This one?
No, the one on the right. All the one on the right.
This one?
No,
that one.
Yeah, exactly.
What's a catcher's mask?
Okay, please.
Go down one and click on it.
The ones that look like they're wearing a catcher's mask on their face. Yeah, that one.
Or like in baseball.
Yeah.
No, it looks like he's coming.
Gay sex.
It looks like he's coming out of a spider's vagina, bro.
He's got a bottom face.
Yeah, it looks like his
he's
face
got
is
a face you
can
sit
butt.
On.
Poseidon, what if you find out that if you actually go meet them, they can actually speak?
First of all, I would be terrified. They're very strong. Have you guys seen the video of the guy?
Orangutans are strong.
Oh, dude, you haven't seen
Yeah, he was pulling
the Asian guy. Yeah, and I think he lost like a finger or some shit.
Good. Whenever someone fucks with a monkey and they're like, I'm going to show them.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, the monkey has a right to grab you if he can.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
remember that monkey in Cincinnati? The gorilla in the Zoom, Harambe, that got killed?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It wasn't the monkey's fault.
Yeah.
That, I think we shifted dimensions when that happened. That was a pivotal point, and we created like another side dimension.
Because I remember
that.
The name and I'm like the
they
story.
Killed him.
What happened though? Someone fell in.
Someone, a kid jumped in, and then they started yelling that the gorilla is going to rape and murder him. And the gorilla didn't try to sexually assault or murder the kid. He was just staring at it, just like, hey, there's a baby here, just being cool. And then they didn't want to take any chances, so they killed the gorilla.
Animals are always cool with babies.
I think it was even being protective.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
He's like, this is my kid now.
Yeah, dude. He was so noble. Yeah. God damn, it makes me so sad.
Holding
Fuck.
The 3-year-old boy, and then they shot him.
God damn. That makes me so sad, dude. Maybe, you know what, though? Maybe they read the absolute sheer fucking anger in his eyes. They've been working with this monkey every day since this monkey was born. They know exactly what this monkey's capable of.
But even if he was, I think the fault is of the mom for throwing the kid in the
zoo. Shoot the mom first, then shoot
Why'd
the monkey.
Why'd you throw your kid over the
She
fucking...
threw him in?
That's my rumor.
So she wanted to murder the kid?
Wait, can you find out how did the kid actually fall in?
Look at the fucking look at the glutes on that
like
guy.
Like a 3-year-old. A 3-year-old is
How does he?
Tall.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like he can't jump. Is he fucking?
Like is his mom holding him over the thing and then he fell? That's her fault for being stupid.
Stupid bitch.
Yeah, shoot the mom first, then the monkey. Then the kid. Yeah.
That's when all our problems started.
I hope that kid turns out like horrible.
What's going
on
with that kid?
He's like he turns out to be like a serial rapist or murderer. Or
but he only fucks like, monkeys.
That fucking Harambe could have killed him.
Oh, like a Hitler type of situation.
Can you imagine, can you imagine if he turned out to be a comic? How much that would kill?
Yeah.
On stage?
If what?
If he turned out to be a comic? Just a comedian? He's like, yeah. He's like, oh, you might know me.
The best story.
Dude, it would be insane. He's like, yeah, I'll tell you a story.
Oh, shit. On May 28, 2016, a three-year-old boy visiting the zoo climbed under a fence.
Oh, shit. Why are you yelling, oh, shit?
Yeah, like, this just happened.
Oh, shit, bro. This guy visited the zoo, bro.
8 years ago.
Oh, shit. A three-year-old went to the zoo.
Well, because I haven't gotten to the far
zoo. Breaking news. Breaking news. Little kids like zoos. Bomba clap.
He climbed under the fence into an outdoor gorilla enclosure.
Fence.
Where he was,
you can't climb under a fence.
Where he was violently grabbed and dragged by Harambe.
But maybe he's
the opposite.
You can't climb under a fence.
Let's watch the video. There's a video.
He took his car and walked on the highway.
I've never been to Cincinnati, so maybe they don't have gravity there. So maybe you climb under.
Is that old lady pissing again?
Oh, he's got to piss. Hold on, because I can't see shit.
Put the monkey on the screen. What are you doing? Didn't you have it?
Yeah, but it's news. And
but that's what we want to see. We just want to see the footage, bro. It's news. I want to see the footage.
You thought we wanted to see fucking Harambe's TikTok channel?
Okay. Monkey news at... Ooh, gorilla horror. That's a
good... I like that you wrote Harambe incident.
Can you make it full screen?
And with volume.
Oh, yeah.
The barrier was about this high, 3 feet tall.
Oh, shit. Press pause. The images you don't have your thing on? Oh, but... The reporter said the fence was about this tall, so he brought a fence a door for his kid or his dog. Home.
Go back.
He's like, the fence was about this tall.
All right, press play. Let's watch
shitty
this.
Journalist.
Killing an endangered gorilla instead of tranquilizing him after the animal dragged a child around its enclosure. The child had fallen into that enclosure. Officials are now
he's being sweet and holding
ABC's
him.
Alex Perez has the latest from the Cincinnati Zoo, and we warn you, some of the video you're about to see may be disturbing. Alex?
Okay.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Hold on, pause. That's funny. We warned you it's going to be disturbing, and they cut to this guy. Poor guy, bro. Poor fucking guy, bro.
That's funny.
Close, but I wanted to give you an idea of the height of that barrier that the child climbed over. This is a baby gate. The barrier was about this high, 3 feet tall.
So just say it's 3 feet tall.
This guy's a journalist.
You don't have to fucking...
A 450-pound gorilla dragging around a three-year-old boy like a rag doll. This morning, the Cincinnati Zoo defending its decision to put down the 17-year-old endangered silverback.
Defending. That's sick.
That child's life was in danger. And people who question that or are...
Don't know this fucking angry monkey.
Well, second guessers don't understand.
Why did they tranquilize him?
That you can't take a risk with.
They should.
Silver
hey, dude, I'm with this guy. I'm with him. I like this guy.
No, but look how fucking,
nerve-wracking ordeal. Kill that monkey, dude. Saturday
afternoon. No, they
save that poor child.
He looks cool. Look at that ass.
Yeah. Nah, get him.
Mommy's right here, you stupid bitch.
You're a little too late.
You stupid bitch.
Brother, recreating the incident in 3D.
Where were you before you fell, you whore?
Oh, see?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Oh, yeah. They should. They're a good thing. They should have murdered him before.
I told you, dude. Yeah. You don't take a chance at that. Yeah. But maybe he ran away because he was like, oh, they're trying to shoot the kid.
Oh, yeah. He's propping him up.
Oh.
He's playing.
Yeah, he was just bringing him back, you know. He was trying to save the kid,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, he was. But why didn't they just tranquilize him?
Because it probably takes time.
Crocodile Dundee. All right. Oh, it's Jack Hanna.
More experiences with Crocs.
The Tonight Show.
Yeah, he's been on every single Tonight Show ever.
Poseidon. Yeah. More experiences with Crocs. Don't know much about them great apes.
I love that Jack Hanna, every time the phone rings, he tells his wife, get the hat. Like, no one dresses like that.
They do in Australia.
In Australia, we put them fingers in them bums. You remember that when we put the finger in the bum?
Nope. Oh, in the cloaca?
Yeah.
In the cloaca for the alligator, for the crocodiles?
Yeah.
That's how you check. You got to put your finger right in the cloaca. See if they're a male or a female.
That's why all the crocodiles were mad at him. He kept fingering their fucking assholes.
Crikey, look at the size of this cloaca. Yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine
fucking
being a random...
I could stick my old fist up in that cloaca if I wanted to.
I'm a random crocodile, and then I have this oversized midget sticking his fingers in my asshole. I'm going to be mad, bro. I'm going to get upset.
Just chilling in the swamp, bro. Somebody...
That's why the stingray killed out of the motherfucker.
He's like, I see what you did to crocodiles.
Such a beautiful crocodile.
We talk down here. We talk, bro. Bro, trust me.
What a
beautiful
sexual
clock. Finger abuse, it goes around quick, buddy. You're not fingering my
it's
asshole.
It's weird that guy that died, the only reason they hired him was he was Australian. And people were like, we need a real
Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah. He's the man.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
It's good for him though. Well,
he's
good
dead
for him.
That
I always dead, but
his son's around now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, his son and daughter are following in his footsteps.
They're dead too.
They're fingering wildlife.
stung by stingrays.
They're collectively fingering as a team, fingering wildlife.
I always felt like you were about to see his dick. That's
Steve
all
Irwin.
I remember.
What?
Yeah, when you're watching the show, I always felt like we're about to see his dick. Like, he's bending over in those little shorts that are the same color as his dick.
He looks so happy. Like, go back to him.
How old is she?
Yeah, but we're not talking about her. Go back to Steve Irwin.
Fucking pervert.
Yeah, dude. The fuck?
Look at that picture. Look how. Yeah.
Oh, shit. How old
he's
is
got
he?
A face yeah, of happy. A guy that his dick is going to come out of his shorts.
Yeah.
Like, accidentally.
But you look at the size of his shorts, and he's bending over, right? Because he doesn't give a shit if his dick shows by accident. He's not trying to show his dick. He's just trying to save an animal.
Like, go back up. Go
where?
Back down. That one on the right.
Yeah, see, there's... Yeah. I always, as a kid, I was like, we're going to see his dick.
The dick's going to come out.
His khaki shorts.
And he never gave you your wish.
Maybe, guaranteed on the cutting room floor.
Look at that one down there. He's holding his dick right there.
Where?
Left, right? The picture right left of that. No, right there. He's just holding his dick.
I can probably guarantee you on the cutting room floor, they probably have Balls? Steve Irwin's cock.
Really?
On. Yeah, for sure, dude. On the edits, they're like, oh, Steve.
I remember in the bus once.
It's riding
I was
up
young,
your thigh again.
I remember the bus once. There was a man. He was wearing purple, it looked like swim shorts with no underwear. And he had spread his leg to sit and, like, you know the protective net? Like, his balls came out of the protective net.
Oh, they were
net.
Coming out?
Yeah, so just big balls drooping on the seat. So he had his thing like this, and it's just on the seat, his balls. And I was just a kid being like,
Jesus.
Is no one going to comment on the balls
God,
on the seat?
Damn.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, if Steve Irwin, like, if that happened, if the team is like, okay, should we blur out the balls or just, like, try to crop the image?
Yeah. They'd probably just be like, let's do it again. Get another crocodile.
Hey, Steve.
Ah, there he's holding his dick.
Catch another crocodile, please. Go hunt another one. I got to hang with turtles on the island, too. He has 40 tortoises.
Oh, what?
Really? Yeah.
How old?
Dude, I got so many stories. I'm telling you.
How old are these tortoises? Because they can be old.
Oldest one's 60.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, they can live to like.
Here's what I
so
didn't
So was
know.
David Caulfield disgusted by it?
No, dude. He's an animal lover.
Who you were 53 years too old.
Yeah. Bring the Teenage Mutant ones down here.
The I bet you didn't know this. The female tortoises, I noticed, have like really smooth shells. I was like, why is that?
Really?
And it's because the dudes are constantly mounting them. And their like carapace is like scratching and creating like a fine. And then you have the turtle wax. Sort of whatever.
Turtle wax.
Yeah, that's where it comes from, I guess, because like this nice little coat, but it looks like a shine, but it's because they're getting.
It's
fucking. So
are you calling the lady tortoises promiscuous?
The ones that are, you can tell which ones are more popular. So it's funny. They'll have like how like sleek their shell is.
You'll
have some. They're like, oh, they think you're ugly. I don't see it, but they think this turtle's ugly. That's funny to me.
What were you, Barbara? You guys, sucking more turtle dick?
You guys think this turtle is the more unfuckable turtle, which is funny to me. I don't know.
And
you can also tell which ones are gay.
Yeah, it's like, why, hey, dude, why is your back so shiny?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not gay. I'm just slow.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just he's slow. Like, they're gay, dude.
That's so sad.
Turtles.
Yeah. Now it's funny because he's like, but he's like, you want to feed them? We're like, yeah. Which is also funny. I won't get into it. Right.
Oh.
There's some other funny things.
I love how he's like,
there's too many funny things.
It's too incriminating.
And he's talking about turtles.
Yeah, these turtles are so cute. I fucked a couple of kids. These fucking turtles are on the other island. I banged some kids, but these fucking turtles.
So, like, it's just about the way that, like, things happen on the island. Everything's a show. Everything's, like, always, like.
That's good for him in a way that he.
It is sick.
Yeah, that he's always on. But he must be tired mentally.
He's not always on, but he's always thinking. He's definitely
always
thinking.
Does he have a wife or a girlfriend?
He's got a wife, yeah.
That must be hard for her. Like, that she's like, finally, fucking vacation. God damn it. We're going to the fucking island and Mr.
She wasn't there, though. I didn't
get it. He's always performing. Yeah.
No, I wasn't. I never met her.
You never met her?
No.
Oh.
That's a good relationship. If he's going on vacation,
yeah.
I need some time off.
It's sick.
From who? From you.
But I got to feed these fucking monsters, these dinosaur turtles, and turtles are like zombies in a zombie movie where, like, oh, they're too slow, they'll never catch me. And then you're feeding one and you turn around and you're surrounded and and if you're wearing bright colors, they'll like go for it and you're like, oh shit, and they got like
really
dinosaurs, like their paws and everything, dude. It's wild.
What'd you feed them?
Carrots. They like carrots.
They like carrots. Yeah.
Big old carrots. And then like they get to a certain length and you're like, I'm just gonna.
Can they eat meat?
I don't know if they eat meat.
Give them some sausage or herbivores, I think.
Yeah.
I'd give them pizza.
Get a little of this turtle.
What's that?
This is the racist turtle.
Oh. Where'd you find this?
On TikTok. So this is basically just.
What a wild algorithm you have.
And then like he won't touch white shoes. And then, like, but then, wait. He's going to go around.
He's going to see a black one.
He's going to see the black one. And he attacks it.
Uh-huh.
And he just, all only just black shoes he attacks. You turn, flip it
and
over.
And that shoe died of fentanyl.
Yeah, the turtle's like, it wasn't me. It was the fentanyl.
But he just hates black shoes.
Maybe that's just like a characteristic for every. That's pretty.
And
yeah, no,
calling
he
it a racist turtle, which is.
Whoa! He stopped himself.
Yeah, he did.
Yo, he fucking crazy. Held his punch.
He's like,
I'm sorry, upstanding member of society.
Yeah, he pulled his punch, dude. Right? He's like, oh, you fucking lucky,
Oh, the guy removes the white shoe real quick, though. Like, see,
yeah.
Before the, especially the fifth one, he was like, okay. This video is going to go viral.
It's funny that that's probably just a trait he turtles have. How dumb are turtles, eh?
Turtles seem smart, though.
No, but, like, come on.
They survive so long.
He's trapped in a shoe maze, dude. How dumb do you have to be to be trapped in a maze of shoes?
So and how many shoes does this fucking guy have?
Yeah,
that he's like, okay. I got to put my 94 white shoes.
Yeah. Or what if he bought shoes for this? That's
even
more
I
want
to see what happens if
he gets
to the
end. Yeah,
he
probably went to like a Village des Valeurs type place. And he was like, give me every white shoe you have.
Oh, I mean.
The turtle probably thinks.
Holy shit, it's a black guy.
It's so dumb,
that's
but
insane.
Entertaining.
He really doesn't like black shoes.
God damn it.
Do you think the turtle thinks all turtles live like this?
Oh shit!
So he's out for a day walking around. Yeah. He's like, "Oh, this is a normal turtle day for me. For every other turtle, this is what they're doing."
He's like, "The turtle is Bizarro Poseidon. The turtle hates black shoes. Yeah. He doesn't like white Jews.
Like whenever, what? like animals in a zoo, like humans that are in prison know that they're in a prison.
Yeah,
but animals in the zoo, they're like, okay, this is probably what every giraffe goes through."
Yeah, they're probably like, it's just another day in my life. Yeah. Another day in the life of a giraffe.
So crazy.
Yeah, it's fucked up being the only one of my kind in the world.
Yeah, we're two. We used to be three, now we're two.
He's like, this is my life. I'm the last turtle alive.
Personally, I actually don't like zoos. I feel like zoos are
they're
horrible.
Prison.
Yeah,
they're,
that's how
yeah.
There's no way. Yeah, it's fucking funny, though. There's no way to tell an animal that they're not the last one.
Yeah.
In the world, like if you
they
own a tiger
freak out every
from birth,
time.
Yeah,
like if they think about it,
yeah.
And they go, "Fuck, we gotta keep like my life sucks, but I gotta keep
yeah I'm the last
I gotta stay alive because then there won't be any more."
I've heard whispers that there are other like me though.
Yeah,
it's like they live in a wild fantasy world.
Yeah, that penguin told me that he saw someone that looked just
exactly.
like
they don't know.
It is. I don't know why we do that, though. We got to stop doing that shit.
So you watch, like, what's that movie with where Chris Rock does the voice as well? Madagascar.
Oh, yeah.
They started off in a zoo, too. It's like, but they're all sentient and stuff. But, like, yeah, zoo animals don't even know that there are other animals in the world. They don't even know there are other lions somewhere.
The saddest thing, like when I was in, you've been to Dubai, right?
Yep.
That mall where they have the penguins.
Yeah.
The saddest fucking looking penguins I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They're penguins? Just
Arab penguins. They have
like they have a ski resort, like a hill or whatever, a mountain. So you have people skiing, and then Dubai, they're like, okay, we got to show that this is real. Northern, so we'll put penguins. So they have penguins at the bottom of, so you're going down and skis, out? And then you have penguins hanging out. But the saddest looking penguins, they look like the dolphins from SeaWorld.
From Flipper.
Oh my god.
Yeah. They're just fucking broken and dead inside.
I hate zoos. I hate anything. Yeah. I hate prisons. Any place that has animals.
Yeah,
even forces. Sanctuaries.
Yeah.
Fuck them. People are like, well, we saved this one. I was like, well, put it out of its misery. Like, what are you doing here?
What's a sanctuary? Isn't that where they, like, if you're injured or, like, criminal animals?
They do that, but if they stay in captivity for too long, they can't release them. So they just end up keeping them. Mm. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? Just let it die in nature.
Don't let it die. You can be cool.
Well, of course you can.
I like it that they let them, you know, hang out.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not a big fan because then after a while they're just blind and like in this cage and they're like, oh, this one's blind.
They keep them in cages?
Yeah. They're still in cages. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they let them.
You said it was a sanctuary.
That's what they tell you. That's what they call it. There's one in St. Anne. In St. Anne's? There's one that has we saved them, but there's like a wolf, a bear, this and that, but they're all like alone. In a fucking place.
Cage? Yeah. Why don't they keep them together?
They're not in a cage. It's like land, but it's fenced in, but
like,
it's not big.
If they're blind, they're not going to kill the wolf.
No, but also, if they're being fed, they're not going to be hungry to kill. They could just chill. Watch a movie.
I'm just saying, man, let the animals die in nature. Because that animal dying is food for a whole bunch of other animals that you would have, like, that might be starving.
Yeah.
Why don't you fucking donate 10 trees and see how that goes?
I think I might, just to shut myself up.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, now you're messing with
Were you holding back a burp?
Yeah, I did it internally. Yeah, sorry. Because you're messing up with like the chain of shit. Like,
yeah,
the balance. Yeah. I get it.
Oh, trust me, bro. You've been messing with the balance for years.
Stop saving animals, dude. Stop saving animals. Stop killing animals. Stop saving them. Just let them do their thing.
Did you guys hear about this shit? I think it was. I don't remember. I think it was in Minnesota or Wisconsin or whatever.
Minnesota.
And what happened was, I think they had a really bad wolf problem or some shit, and then they killed all the wolves, and it caused like. Complete like craziness, like rivers dried up.
Yeah, you should even hear in Longueuil. Yeah. There's that woman we talked about last night with Mike on the French cast. She wants to kill all the deers.
Yeah.
And then the excuse is we're going to give the meat to the homeless. How the fuck are homeless dudes going to cook deer meat, you dumb bitch?
Is that what someone said? We're
no
going to give.
Yeah, you can feed
the
homeless.
And how shitty is that to. Like, people treat homeless people like garbage.
Yeah.
But you're going to give raw meat, and even if it isn't raw, you're going to cook deer. So you're going to tell a homeless guy, here's some deer.
Maybe he's against eating deer.
What? Fucking.
I mean.
And most of them don't have teeth.
I had.
And those homeless guys probably don't even watch Joe Rogan, so they don't even know how to appreciate that.
Yeah, he's eating the deer, and he's like, I'm never getting vaxxed.
Yeah.
I'm enough. What are you going
to
say?
Oh, nothing.
You were half cocked.
Homeless people, though, that's one thing I noticed. Like, a lot of people. When they talk shit about homeless people, they're like, they don't want help. The other day I was got out of the restaurant. I gave him my doggy bag. He wouldn't even eat it. Of course he wouldn't eat it.
That's disgusting.
You were fucking
eating
fucking lasagna. Your fucking your saliva was on the fucking meal. Of course he's not going to eat it.
It sucks because it's like, but also if you're homeless, you got to kind of be like, all right, well, I need to have no ego if I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you can have an ego and be homeless. Mm. You can't be like, I'm a person too. Like, they'll be like, just take my fucking leftovers. Like, that's your life now.
Yeah.
Or you got to get them like really soft stuff because a lot of them don't have teeth.
Have you tested that theory?
Yes.
We do have a story.
With the blowjobs.
Yeah. Christmas or New Year's.
That's a 100% blowjob test.
Bro, I even made fun of a guy. He tried to bite down. Didn't hurt.
You ain't gonna bite shit.
Just finish off before I kill you.
It's like a large mouth bass.
Exactly what it was like the fish, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
No, the other thing. What were you thinking of?
Yeah, the other thing.
Of the fish.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, I was thinking
what was the other thing you thought of? When I said largemouth bass, largemouth bass.
Oh, I was thinking of a fish.
Oh, okay.
But what was
the fish that you catch a lot.
Because you asked him like you had another option.
Yeah, what was the other option?
You're like, oh, like the fish?
Yeah, what was the other option?
There was no other option.
What?
That's what I'm saying. You said, oh, like the fish, meaning what was the other one that it could have been like?
Yeah. Oh, like, oh, you mean like the fish? Like, yeah. No.
Oh, no, like just because I was going back, like I was trying to think, is bass, is that the fish?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was a fish or not. Like,
what
you
else
remember?
Could it have been?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I was trying to.
It's just funny because you're like, oh,
this is your first day off planet Earth.
No, it's like, oh, you mean like the fish? Like the, oh. I was like, oh, no, it's the other thing. And then you would have said, yeah, like the guitar.
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if it was a fish. You know what I mean? So I wasn't sure if I was like
the fish or?
Hold on. Is a bass a fish?
Or is it just trying to put together in my head?
Or is it like a bird or whatever?
There you go. That was the or.
No, now I'm thinking like, or a bird.
One of these fucking bass birds.
Yeah, but have you seen these baby birds though? They can open wide.
Like a pelican. Maybe he was thinking about a pelican.
A largemouth bass. You're like, oh, like the fucking girl I. You know, plowed last week. That was her name.
A huge mouth.
Yeah.
Fucking chompers.
Pelicans can swallow, though.
He forgot that we're doing a podcast.
Also, bass and bass is the same word.
Yeah.
It is.
Fuck off with that, eh? Mm. Come up with a new word. Like, that's stupid.
It is. Yeah, language is insane.
That's a dumb one. That's the dumb one that in the same language, it's
spelt the same.
So different. Yeah. Fuck that word.
It's not the only one. Yeah. French has a lot of that too. Greek. Every language has these weird things.
French, what does that have?
French has weird.
Where you pronounce the same spelled word two different ways in the same language?
I don't know if that has that. I gotta think about it.
Well, what other word in English? There's bass, bass, tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Potato, potato. Nuclear.
Let's call the whole thing off.
It's just how the language, let's call the whole thing up. So fucking funny. So, Matt, you didn't give us any France stories.
No.
Did they treat you nice?
They did. I was.
We should save it for the next time.
That's what's gonna happen
on next episode of Two Drink Minimum. Yeah, no, it was fun. It was fun. I was doing. We did four episodes of Suzekut, and I did a festival in a little town called Lille that they think they're Belgium for some reason. Like,
wait, the little town's called Lille.
The town is called Lille.
Yeah, like Lille.
Yeah, with an E. L-I-L-E.
Yeah,
but it's like a town.
It's a little town.
But they like everything. They're like, have you tried our fries? So everything they're like les moules, les frites, and everything. I'm like, isn't that fucking Belgium? Like everything they brag about is Belgium. They're like, try our beer. Our beer is delicious.
Belgian beer.
Yeah, but everything is Belgium.
Fuck these
Belgian
people.
It was fun though.
Were they nice
to
you?
I had a lot of fun. Super nice to me.
How long were you there?
I was there for 9 days.
That's a lot. Nice.
So we did four podcasts in Paris, and then I did three shows in France. Did in Lille, I did one English show. There's saw a bunch of old friends I hadn't seen in forever.
Comedians?
Jason Goliath from South Africa, who's the best dude in the world. Yeah, amazing name. And he's like, the Goliaths in South Africa are like royalty. Like his brother does comedy. I think his cousin, like all the good comics are Goliaths.
Really? Well, that's what a sentence. Wild. All the good comics are Goliaths.
That's a wild thing, yeah.
Yeah.
He's more of a David himself.
The thing I like too about South African comedians, like,
are they a white Goliaths or black Goliaths?
They're like, most of them are like, all of the Goliaths are mixed race.
Oh, yeah. The best of both worlds.
So I see them as black, but they're like, whenever they're talking, they're like, they call themselves colored.
Yeah.
So and then I'm always
weird.
Like,
are we
going there?
They kind of look Samoan.
I like how Mexican, they're mixed race, so I see them as black. There, once you're tainted, you're just black.
But
down there it's different, right? Like the whites and blacks.
There's blacks, there's whites, and then there's the mixed race that are called colored.
Do they get mad?
Huh?
Like, do people get mad if you're mixed race down there?
No, there's still like a lot of, obviously, you know, because of apartheid and everything, there's still a lot of that history. But a lot of the ghettos are just in South Africa, obviously, are just all white people.
White people
in ghettos.
I saw the new.
Yeah, there's
guy
like, there's
over.
White people that like, kill that are in farmer. Ghettos that have a hard time getting jobs, much like if you were like black in the ghetto here trying to get a job. over there in South Africa. Yeah, of course.
I saw the guy yelling the new president. He's like, kill the boa, kill the farmer, kill the
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get ready for a race war.
Like,
yeah, there's like racial tension still. And
apparently it's worse now. Like he was telling me, it's worse now than it's ever been.
Mm. Yeah.
And he lived through, like apartheid. He was alive during apartheid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
and
getting
it's worse.
Worse
now.
Woke violence.
Mm.
Damn.
Woke violence. That's the new emo band.
Yeah.
But yeah, the shows were fun. And there was a guy, I forget his name. He was, he's the comic from Brazil that was on Joe Rogan.
Oh,
that,
Rafa, that, something like R, right?
Rafi Bastos.
Yes, yes.
He was. He went to court with his government. So he kind of went through the same shit I
went
through.
Oh, really? And so, Joe had him on.
Yeah, so I was on stage, I was doing my shit, and then I was talking about the Human Rights Commission, and then after the show, he comes up to me, and he was like, hey, I lived through the same thing, and then we start talking. So it was very cool, like, meeting someone
that went through
the same
shit.
That
must have been so cool.
And then, we were talking, because we didn't go through it the same way. Like, I went through this weird depression, and he was like, fuck it, this is just good free publicity.
Oh, wow.
That's the way I was at first, but then I went through this fucking weird phase. But then he paid the fine, and I didn't pay the fine. So then he ended up fucking himself.
Why did he pay the fine?
I don't know. Like,
maybe he didn't have the money to like pursue it, or like
I think like because he was telling me that he like when that happened he was like fuck it, fuck Brazil, I'm just leaving.
Right.
Whereas I didn't tell myself fuck Quebec. I was like fuck them. I'm not paying it, but I still want to stay here.
Yeah.
And he was like fuck it, and then he left. And then during the pandemic he had to move
perfectly
back to Brazil.
Also, yeah.
So
that must have been weird.
I was like, are you still doing shows there? And he was like, nah, he hates it there now. Mm. So it was very weird.
Oh, imagine not being comfortable there.
Yeah. And then he had to go back because his visa had expired.
Yeah, I don't blame him for like doing that either. I think a lot of people in that situation would also be like, fuck this place.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Like, if you had the money to just do it. Like, but obviously, like.
Like, I'm surprised I didn't go through that. Because I was always like, no, I'll find a way. Yeah. And then everyone around me was like, fuck it, let's leave. And I was like, no, I like my house.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is fucking crazy that you did go through it, though.
Yeah.
That is
so
like, that is a different level, dude. Because how long did this last? Probably didn't last long, this guy. He probably went through it, but then was like, got sick of it, paid it off.
He went, like, I think it lasted, like, between 3 months and a year.
Yeah.
Where my thing was, like, ten years.
Yeah. That's insane.
10 years, dude. A lot of the kids that we're talking about in Africa don't even live that long.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is
he had the Rafi.
You're like a comedy Jesus.
Yep.
You're like, you know. They crucified you. You know, you came back. You had the resurrection.
But anyone who knows, that's how they see him. They're look at what he. It's all because if he had given up, they would have been like, well, he tried, but like, what's the. But Mike's like, no, fuck that. I'll risk
exactly
everything.
Exactly. Like Jesus, all of my followers are pedophiles.
That's right.
Same.
And on that note, more to come on the next episode of Two Drink Minimum. Right now, head over to the online. Go to the web, MikeWard.ca, the website. He is on tour right now. Mike Ward, Modest, all over Quebec. 50,000 tickets and counting. Poseidon is online, DPoseidon69, Twitter and Instagram. Chris Ramsey, Area 52, and First.shop, buy his merch. He's got different merch than what he's wearing right now. That is island merch. He can't sell the island merch. PantelsComedy.com. Follow my stuff. Join the Patreon and check out my tour
total
dates.
Total pussy.
Total pussy.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a tiger. Thank you all. And go fuck yourselves.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.